Well, from fossilised fish feces to some living fish, a new imaging technique has actually allowed scientists to see thoughts as they occur in real time in fish as they contemplate their prey.
In so much as fish do contemplate us.
Yes. So I think maybe perhaps we should say as they're sensing and reacting to their prey.
Who's done this?
This was a group of Japanese researchers led by Akira Muto, and they genetically engineered these zebrafish to produce a glowing green label, which is called GFP, green fluorescent protein. And they produce this in an area of the brain called the optic tectum. And this is involved in decoding vision. So they made this green glow become switched on when nerve cells in this part of the brain became active, so that you can actually see different areas of this optic tectum light up when the fish look at different things.
What do they show them? I mean, how do they know that? How do they know the fish is looking at object X or Y?
Well, first of all, they showed them an LED screen and they put a dot on the screen. They just flashed this dot and they showed that these brain cells in the optic tectum could react to that dot flashing on and off. They then started moving the spot around on the screen and they actually found that the area that lit up in the brain moved around the region.
Oh, excellent. So you can actually see effectively the movement being translated onto different clusters of nerve cells as different nerve cells get switched on when you stimulate different bits of the eye with the light.
Exactly. And this is something that's known as topographic mapping. And it's actually relatively common. The brain's laid out kind of like a map of the world. So we have topographic maps for senses. So different areas of your body, when they're touched, will cause different bits of your brain to react. And it showed that the same happens for the fish. Different parts of the fish's visual world are mapped on to different parts of the brain.
So what did they conclude from this? I mean, we know already that the retina maps onto different brain areas. So what does this add? I mean, is it just the fact that we're able to watch these thoughts or responses occurring in real time like this?
Well, yes, that is probably the most exciting thing, that you can actually watch it as it's happening. Whereas most imaging techniques, there's a bit of a delay or they can be quite invasive. So sometimes you have to, you know, pin the fish down or put it in a machine. I'm not sure if they've done that with fish, but this way you can actually basically have the fish in a naturalistic environment and still see what's going on inside it. So the next part of the experiment, they offered the fish a paramecium, which is a small organism that young zebrafish like to eat.
A tasty fish-sized treat.
Exactly. And they watched the fish as it watched this paramecium. And they found that nerve cells lit up in the optic tectum on the opposite side of the brain to the side that the paramecium was on.
I mean, and that figures because, of course, the visual system's crossed over, isn't it? Everything I look at on the left is interpreted by the right side of my brain and so on.
Yes, exactly. So the same thing was happening in the fish. But what was really interesting is when the fish began its prey capture behaviour, which is when it starts approaching the prey and pursuing it with its eyes, there was one particular part of the tectum towards the rear of it that always became active.
So what can you conclude? Is that the sort of the execution centre that says, right, this is lunch, go and get it?
Well, yes, it suggests that this area of the brain is connected to the region that produces these capture behaviours, that they've got a special region that goes, oh, that's prey, maybe I should stalk it and try to eat it.
So I guess that this technique is a nice way of actually examining what underpins complicated behaviours, neurologically speaking.
Exactly. So they only express this protein in the optic tectum, but you could engineer fish that express it in different areas, and that could allow us to look at different kinds of behaviours.